This is a temple, Jehovah God abides here, and we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. And we are standing.
Said Sunday school this morning, seemed like it's been forever since we've been here. We're back and just love the Lord. Those watching online, we just want to welcome you to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. And I know there's some of you that are sick at home, some are on quarantine for whatever reason, whether you're traveling or maybe you're watching this at a later date. Just welcome. Just make yourself at home. Be comfortable in the Lord and just let's just worship Him and praise Him and all that's said and done. Praise God. Let's all stand if you will. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many of those spoken and unspoken prayer requests I know. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know there are others going through. I see another hand over here. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know those of you online can't hear the spoken prayer request, but there's so many. But you know, we serve a great God. He's greater than the sickness going around right now. He's greater than cancer. He can strengthen families in their needs. He's greater than anything that we could ever face. We were talking about the promises of God this morning and standing on it. And the most important part is receiving the promise of God, because He is their force in everything that we do. There are also unspoken prayer requests. I was going to mention the text blast, those that were on the screen, our prayer box. But you know, we serve a great God. Amen. He's greater than anything than we could even imagine or we could build, that man can build themselves. You know, as they were singing that, stand on holy ground, but that holy ground is where the presence of God is. So wherever you're at, whatever the needs are, for all of you in the congregation here, as we pray together, we just want to lift up each and every situation. I know there are a lot of victories too. We don't want to forget about those testimonies of praise and those times that God has strengthened and guided each and every situation. And we just want to lift Him up and honor Him. So as we go to prayer this morning, if you have an unspoken prayer request or need, just show by the raising of your hand. But what about those praise reports? Let's go ahead and raise that other hand and give God the glory. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, we thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You, dear Lord. You make it the way when it seemeth impossible. Dear Lord, You open doors it seemeth like there's no way to get through. Lord, You keep us safe in the storms, dear Lord. You bring us through sickness and trials, dear Lord. We just want to honor and praise You. Dear Lord, we're nothing without You, but, dear Lord, our faith is in You and You alone, dear Lord. We just give You all the honor and glory. Dear Lord, now as we open this service, dear Lord, may we just turn all of our attention, our mind over to You. Lord, may we lift You up and honor You, dear Lord. May we just worship You, dear Lord. And as Your word comes forth this morning, dear Lord, may we just let it come forth, dear Lord, and just enrich us, dear Lord, and be sunk deep in our minds and our hearts, dear Lord, that we'll worship and we'll live the direction that You would have us to be, dear Lord. We'll turn it all over to You. Lord, most importantly, dear Lord, that we'll let You be our Lord and Savior. Lord, we'll surrender our life to You and just, Lord, let You be our King. Lord, we just love You and we praise You. We give You all the honor and glory. Lord, we ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Lord, each and every one, as we've mentioned, all the sicknesses and all the situations going forward. Lord, those traveling, those that aren't able to be with us, dear Lord, we just want to love on You. Dear Lord, teach us, dear Lord. Strengthen us and guide us, dear Lord. And we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Just give Him a hand clap of praise. Praise God. As they were doing that song this morning, I'll tell you what, that's one of the most wonderful worship songs that I could even... It touched me years and years ago where we were going to a different church, and that was done pretty regular, that service was, and standing on holy ground. But there's one thing that I just want to do. We want to do Jesus this morning. So if y'all will, stand if you can. We just want to worship the Lord this morning. We're going to do a couple of choruses of Jesus and then end with the chorus of Standing on Holy Ground. Praise God. By one name, no other name, but Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Savior, Jesus. you're still standing. Let's continue. We're just for the chorus after closing it. Standing on holy ground. Praise God. I'm going to let the praise team. They're better at it. Everybody just worship just for a minute.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in His presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We
again, praise the Lord God. We just, no better feeling than being in the house of the Lord and just be able to worship Him and to gather with each and every one of you. We love you so much. Appreciate your prayers. Appreciate your just your dedication, willing to join together in the Lord's house. We're going to go ahead and take up the morning offering, get the business stuff out of the way. And then we're going to call on Brother Jim to do a special song for us tonight when he gets back up here. This morning? Oh, it's morning, isn't it? Y'all forgive me. I'm all mixed up, but God's not, right? Right. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please? Thank you.
This is a surprise because I didn't know I was supposed to do this morning until I walked in, so I just had to grab something out of the box, all right? So bear with me. Old favorite anyway.
Hallelujah.
Old favorite. Yes. Thank you.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes, where the morning is so bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there will be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle, and the wolves will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yes.
Sing it with me.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there will be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. For me.
We are healed by
The Savior, I felt far from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal returned. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains. But I've been freed and forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm not going back. I'll never be the same. Why I sing all my hope is in Jesus. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord. Then he picked me up and he showed me what to do. All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood.
Somebody say praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm glad all my sins are gone. I said, I'm glad my yesterdays are forgotten. Hey, they're under the blood of Jesus. Can you say amen this morning? My. What a great and mighty God that we serve. Not only does he save us and walk with us daily, but he is also the healer of our body. If anybody in the house has ever been healed this morning, give the Lord praise. Come on. What a mighty God that we serve. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. It's so good to see you this morning. We appreciate you coming into the house of the Lord this morning. And I hope that you came for one purpose and one purpose only. That's to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's worthy. Amen. Can you say that this morning? He is worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise. The Bible says great is the Lord, but not our praise is not great. Amen. We need to greatly praise him. If you have your Bibles this morning, we just want to get right into the Word of God. Turn with us, if you would, to the book of St. Mark. St. Mark in the 7th chapter. I'm sorry, let's go to Matthew first. Pardon me. In Matthew, the 15th chapter. Wrong paperclip. Matthew 15, beginning with verse number 21. If you're there, turn in your Bibles. The writer says, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus, everybody say, then Jesus. Say it again. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Can you praise the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, God, for your precious word. We're thankful for this day and this opportunity and the desire that you've given us to gather here this morning to worship, to exalt, and to praise your holy name. Father, I pray we'll lay aside every weight this morning. God, everything that does so easily beset us. Father, that we would be in one mind and one accord, receptive, submissive, and obedient to your word and to your will. Father, I pray right now you would anoint this vessel. God, anoint these lips of clay. Speak to us that we need to hear this morning, God, that we may be submissive to your word. Father, I pray that if there's anyone here under the sound of my voice that has not made that commitment, that has not come to you with a repentant and broken spirit and asked for you to come into their life, Father, I pray this would be the day. And Father, we now ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you love him, give him a hand clap of praise, and you may be seated. Amen. I know we're few in number, but I feel the power of God. I said I feel the presence of an almighty God. I never tire of feeling that presence. Someone wrote a song, said, I like the feeling like the feel when I feel like I feel right now. That about sums it up as well as I know. I have become addicted to the presence of Almighty God. I cannot go a day without it. Sometimes I have to refer to him several times during the day. Man, because let me tell you, times are hard. Life is troublesome. Man, many things are happening in this world today to let me know that I can't make it on my own. But I have someone who's with me every day of my life, every moment of every day. This morning I want to entitle a message, How Bad Do You Want It? How bad do you want it? Now, I'm only conveying to you what God spoke to me. No, if you've ever been praying in the presence of the Lord, maybe not in an audible voice, maybe not in a thundering of clouds or some loud bang, but sometimes the Lord chooses to speak in a still small voice. Just in the midst of my prayer, it's impressed in my heart, how bad do you want it? Are you willing to pray for it? Are you willing to believe for it? Are you willing to step out on faith and claim it? How bad do you want it? One writer wrote this, and it made a great impact as I was studying this week. He said, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. It's very profound. My dad said it this way, a body wants to do, or a body's going to do about what a body wants to do. Because there's a mindset there that you're not going to take no for an answer. You're going to, you're going to be persistent. You're going to continue whatever it is to reach out, to do a little more, whatever it is to obtain or attain that you're looking for, that you're praying for, and that you are believing for. Such was the case of this woman. You know, as this woman approached Jesus, basically, as we would say today, she had several strikes against her. Meaning that, first of all, it was not the opportune time to approach Jesus. Jesus had just been teaching. He was weary. The Pharisees and the Sadducees was constantly badgering him. He was answering their questions as well as teaching and spreading the gospel and healing folks. And being in a fleshly body, he grew weary. And he wanted to retreat probably to a familiar home because the Bible says in St. Mark that he retreated or he went to a home and he did not want man to know where he was. In other words, he wanted to go and rest, and probably it was the home of a follower or a friend or maybe even a relative. The Bible is not specific, but it does say that he withdrew himself and he wanted a time of rest. Now, the first strike was that she didn't know where Jesus was. I think sometimes we begin our prayer and we don't really have found where Jesus is. You know, Jesus wants us to come to him. Many times we want him to come to us. Many times I pray, Lord, you got to come and help me. When I ought to say, Lord, I need to come to you for help. But she did not let that detour her. The Bible doesn't say how she found him, but she found him. Maybe she began to ask around the neighborhood. Maybe she began to search, or maybe she began to ask somebody, do you know where Jesus might be? Or maybe she saw some of his disciples or followers in a certain place, but she found him. That really impressed me, that she would go out of her way to find Jesus. And I wanted to incorporate that in my prayer sometimes. Lord, do I really want to go out of my way to find you? You know, Christians have gotten really convenience in their prayer life. We've often said and preached from the pulpit, you can pray while you're driving down the road. Yes, you can. Thank God that you can. If you drive on I-20, you need to be praying. Amen. Or any of the interstates around Atlanta. We can pray in the comfort of our home. We can pray in our bed after we have laid down. We can pray wherever we can get in touch with the Lord. Amen. And I think sometimes we use those when maybe sometimes we ought to sacrifice our body and maybe find a place where we can pour out our heart unto God. There is nothing wrong with kneeling down and praying unto God. I want to reassure you this morning, this altar is a great place for repentance. This altar is a great place to meet Jesus. But if you're already saved, if you're already born again, there's nothing wrong with kneeling in the altar and saying, Lord, I want to find you. I want to find your will. I want to reach out to you. So many times I think we have kind of ascribe to the convenience of prayer, maybe rather than the tarrying of prayer and the earnest expectation of God to move in our prayer life. Whatever the case was, she found Jesus. Jesus had entered into the house. He said, I don't want to be messed with right now. I want to rest. But she found him. The second strike was, she was a Greek. She was a Gentile. And you know how the Jewish people felt about the Gentiles. They felt that they were superior. They felt that the Gentiles were not as sophisticated, not as worthy. And we do know that Jesus was sent to the lost house of Israel. But somebody said, thank God for the day of Pentecost. Somebody say, thank God that he also told Peter, he said, go and feed my sheep. I was one of the sheep. I was not born an Israeli. I was not born of Jewish descent, but my Lord grafted me in. Hallelujah. When I was lost and undone, he made a way for the Gentiles. He made a way for me. He made a way for you this morning. And we can have that same experience. Amen. And a brand new, amen, blood transfusion from the love of Jesus. So she was a Greek, meaning that probably she felt a little unworthy. Can I say as a pastor, there's nothing wrong with feeling unworthy. In fact, sometimes we can get closer to God by feeling unworthy than we can feeling proud of ourselves. Bible tells me that if we exalt ourselves, he'll put us abase. But if we humble ourselves, he will exalt us. It is a privilege. It is an honor. And I'm humbled by the fact that I am invited to come before the presence of Almighty God. I never, ever want to take that for granted. I never, ever want to just say, well, it's because I'm a preacher, because I'm a pastor, I got a right to go to God. No, amen, because I'm a human being and because I'm lost without Jesus, amen, I want to have the humbleness, amen, to come before the presence of Almighty God. So she was a Greek and a Gentile from Canaan. Matthew tells us, do you recall that God's words to Moses and Joshua were to drive the Canaanites out and go in to possess the land that I have promised Abraham? Drive them out. Get rid of them. That's how much the Canaanites were thought of by the Jewish people. But this woman needed prayer. Sometimes I think the need is so great that we'll push obstacles out of the way, that we'll forget about time. We'll forget about schedules. We'll forget about the things that we needed to be doing, and we'll find a place where we can get in touch with God. And we'll say, you know what, God? I may not be worthy. God, you know what? I may come to you a whole lot, but I've got a need. God, I've got something that's pressing in my spirit. I tell you what, Lord, I'm ready and willing to do whatever it takes to come before your presence. I have got to have a touch from the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of God said, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? So she came, in spite of being a Greek and a Gentile, in spite of being a Canaanite woman. And when she found Jesus, listen to me, church. At first, she was ignored by Jesus. The scripture begins to give a little insight about the nature of Jesus that we're not used to. No, Jesus, you're supposed to listen to me. You're my personal Savior. I got you on call 24/7. I need you right now. You better listen to me, Jesus. You better help me, Lord. Jesus ignored her. I don't know if you've ever had anybody to ignore you, but that is a demeaning sensation. Often makes you want to walk to a mirror and see if you even have a reflection. Because evidently nobody can see you, because they're just ignoring you. Now, if you've been married for a number of years, you're used to it. But on certain occasions, it's a little bit hurtful to be ignored. Here she is, with probably the greatest need that is in her life at this moment. You know how we are. When it's us, it overshadows anybody else. Right now, I'll pray for my brothers and sisters, but right now my need is greater. Problem, she had that feeling. And I'm thinking that because she was Gentile, because she was Greek, because she was a Canaanite woman, because that it was difficult to get to Jesus, I'm just thinking that she probably had tried everything within her power to help her daughter. Now let me just go into just a little bit of detail about the daughter. You know, many times in the Bible, they talk about spirits, demonic spirits, evil spirits, all of these different things. Many times, it was a physical ailment. And on behalf of Legion, he was possessed. They were in him. Other situations was an affliction from birth. You remember when the small boy was epileptic, and they referred to it as a demon. He's vexed with a demon. Well, I've searched this, and wherever I found, no one agreed that it was a physical ailment. I want you to listen very closely to what I'm saying. Had nothing to do with a sickness or affliction or a disease or an abnormality about her physical being. But she had, in fact, over a period of years, developed a rebellious spirit. A spirit of defiance. Being a young daughter, still under the roof of her mother or her parents, it was causing an issue. A real issue. So much that the woman got to where she couldn't handle her. She would not obey her. I know we're in a mixed congregation this morning, but they went on to say that it evolved even sexual activity continuously, and defiance and rebellion. And can I say, thinking that she knew more than her mother. And it really got bad. So bad that she heard about Jesus. I'm not going to pick on that daughter, because I was so bad until I heard about Jesus. Come on, many of you were so bad till you heard about Jesus. But when you heard about Jesus, when you found an altar of repentance, when you found a place of contact, when you reached out to Jesus and said, come into my heart, come into my life, clean me up, purge me, wash me, and make me whole. Hallelujah. Do you remember the day? Do you remember the hour when you laid it all on the altar? Jesus made a new person out of you. This mother's love was so much for her daughter that she wanted that for her. Again, how bad do you want it? How far are you willing to go to get a prayer answered from the Lord? We don't always have to go that far. I don't know the reasoning. The mind of God is way, way higher than me. Or my thoughts. But I know Jesus never makes any mistakes. Maybe it was he was trying her persistence. Maybe he was wanting to see how far she was willing to go. How big a sacrifice she was willing to make for the desire of her heart. Nevertheless, many of us, having gone through that and then been ignored, would have simply dismissed ourselves and left. And I've heard people say this, and at times I felt the same way. Pastor, I feel like sometimes my prayers are not even getting through the ceiling. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I just can't get an answer. And it's almost like this woman, that Jesus is just ignoring you. Can I tell you, he's not ignoring you. He may be testing you. The Bible's full of tests. You know, in school, I hated the word tests. I'm still not very fond of them. But I've learned through tests, we learn. And I've learned through tests, we grow. And I've learned through tests, we mature in God. And I've learned that sometimes it's not happy being in a fiery furnace, but when you come out on the other side, amen, without a shadow of any harm to you, then you can glorify and praise God. Many are the trials, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Bible says he delivers them out of them all. Hallelujah. Don't know. The Bible doesn't go into detail, but he ignored her. Then the disciples said, send her away. Get her out of here. Sometimes it's better, now I'll say all times, it's better to listen to Jesus than it is to some of his followers. Some of the followers said, why do you keep going back and praying with them? Some of them followers say, you know what? We've worked with them, worked with them, worked with them. Just wash your hands of them. Send her away. I am so glad the saints of God didn't send me away. I said, I'm so glad they didn't say, get rid of him. He ain't no good. You see, Jesus can see something that his followers can't. Amen. He looks down in the heart. He looks at the possibilities. Amen. I don't know what he saw in me, but I'm so glad he saw something, because he brought me to an altar of repentance. And he filled me with his spirit. The disciples said, send her away. And then Jesus did something that is not very characteristic of Jesus. He rebuffed her. And he told her, I am sent only to the Jews. You don't even need to be here. Again. Was Jesus being hateful? I don't think so. I think Jesus is wanting, how bad do you want this? I tell you what, it's made me rethink some of my prayers. Because I will be honest with you as I possibly can. There is times I have given up on my prayers. Because God didn't answer it in my time. He didn't do it the way I wanted to. But not this woman. Not this woman. She was determined. Many of us, I'm not leaving till I get an answer. I'm not giving up. Glory to God. I'm going to keep on. And Jesus rebuffed her. He said, I'm not sent to people like you. I'm sent but to the house of Israel. But the woman did something that touched Jesus. After being rebuffed, after being told that the disciples wanted to get rid of her, after being ignored by Jesus, the Bible says she worshiped him. Ooh, glory. How many times have you started your prayer off with just worshiping him? Lord, I just want to lift you up. I want to exalt your name. I want to praise you for ever past blessing. I want to praise you for life itself. I want to praise you that you'll be with me tomorrow. I want to praise you that you'll never leave me. I adore you. I worship you, precious Lamb of God. And it moved Jesus. He said it moved Jesus. And in her worship, there was not an asking for help. There was a pleading for help. Meaning that she had exhausted her measures. She tried everything she knew to do. And nothing worked. I can't go back to the way it was. Lord, I'm not leaving without an answer. I'm not leaving without your blessing. Lord, I'm not going to quit praying. Do you hear me? Lord, I'm not going to quit praying, God. Do you satisfy that longing that is within my heart? And I thought, how bad do we want it? I can testify and tell you there's been times in my life that I prayed because the need was so great I couldn't quit. And I'm here today to tell you that God came on the scene. I'm here to tell you that God delivered and God healed. But I'm also here to tell you today there was things that I thought was important, but 15 minutes into my prayer didn't seem near as important as I thought it was because I was ready to quit and give up. Write it off as, well, God doesn't want me to have it. God doesn't want this in my life. And in hindsight, maybe that wasn't it at all. Maybe Jesus was just saying, how bad do you want this? Are you willing to sacrifice? How bad do you want this? Is it right now the most important thing that's on your mind and in your heart? I will assure you when it gets to that point, you'll pray and you'll stay and you'll pray. Amen. And you won't leave until you're satisfied. And you know what? Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Jesus will satisfy your soul. She worshiped him, pleading for help. Now, at this point, you would certainly think that Jesus' attention was totally and absolutely on her, and he was ready to give her the desires of his heart, because that's the way we have been spoiled by the powers and the healing of Jesus. Sometimes we're not even 2 minutes into our prayer, and he's done touched and healed. Amen. He did some immediatelys in the Bible too, didn't he? He still can do immediatelys. But Jesus, after he has rebuffed her, after he has ignored her, now he disrespects her. Oh, I can see some of us devout Christians, we might have made it through the ignoring. We might have made it through his rebuffing. But when he disrespects us, All right, Lord, if that's the way you're going to be. What do you mean he disrespected her? Jesus said unto her, and let me quote, "It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs." That self-righteous sanctified saint of God said, "Do what? What'd you say? How dare you speak to Lord, do you know what I've done for you? You know how many years I've lived for you? You know how many years I've been filled with..." Yeah, he knows. You're not going to impress Jesus with your lifelong commitments. You know what impresses Jesus? "Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, O Lord, a sinner. Oh, Lord, I'm not going home in the same condition. Have mercy on me." That gets his attention rather than, "Well, I'm glad I'm not like him. I do this and I do that and I'm all right and I'm a bag of chips." And her response was, "Truth, Lord. I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm undeserving. But yet the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. I'm not asking you to come to my house and talk to my daughter. I'm not asking you to come heal her. But if I can just have..." My Lord. Holy Ghost just flew all over me. We want the whole cookie. Amen? But she said, "Lord, I can see virtue. I can see power. I can see healing. I can see anointing. And it doesn't take but just one of the little crumbs to fall my way. Do you realize that one little crumb can come your way and your answer to prayer, your deliverance, your victory, your miracle, your healing, your opening of doors can be done?" Hallelujah. If we get out of the mindset of wanting the whole cookie. She said, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And I asked you a while ago to repeat, "Then Jesus." Woo! I love those words. "I was lost and undone, then Jesus. I was on my way to hell, then Jesus. Glory to God. I was in torment, but then Jesus. I was blind, but then Jesus. I was crippled, but then Jesus. I was maimed, but then Jesus. I had cancer, but then Jesus." Hallelujah. Put your hands together that Jesus came on the scene when you needed him. Then Jesus. Then Jesus. "Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman," not old woman, "O woman." I can say that to my wife, "O woman." But I don't need to put the LD to it. If I say old woman, she'll say, "What, old man?" But "O woman." You know what I think that meant? "O woman, you passed the test. Oh, woman, you're going home in a different situation. Oh, woman, it's going to be unto you what you have asked. Oh, woman, your life is going to change." What did he say? "Oh, woman, great is thy faith." And I thought about that. I cannot, for the life of me, remember a prayer where Jesus has stopped me and said, "Oh, Eddie, your faith is great." But I want to. And if I want it bad enough, I said, if I desire it bad enough, I won't give up on him. I won't quit. I won't get upset. I won't turn away, but I'll keep praying. I'll keep believing. I'll keep walking in the name of Jesus until the Lord sees fit, amen, to give us the desires or the needs of our hearts. Great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You got the whole cookie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's true. Sometimes if you're satisfied with the crumbs, he'll give you the whole cookie. Amen. And if you stay persistent, he'll liable to give you a whole bag of the double stuffed ones. Amen. Because you can't outgive God. Mark wrote that she went back, found her daughter lying on a bed or a couch. Found her differently. You got to understand. According to the reference, this woman had no control over that rebellious and defiant daughter. She come back and she just lying. I think she had a smile on her face. Bible doesn't say this, but you know what? In my imagination, because I just know how the Lord works, she probably jumped up and went and hugged her mother's neck. And you know how we are. Are you my daughter? Something different about you. Why? She wanted it so bad. She was not willing to take no for an answer. She went beyond being ignored. She went beyond being rebuffed. She went beyond being even discredited or dis... What do you call it? Rebuked. What do they call it when you disc somebody? She went beyond that. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Abraham, how bad do you want it? Lot chose that way. Why you keep praying for Lot? Why you keep praying for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah? Why did you ask me for 50 souls? Lord, if I can't find 50, would you spare it for 40? Yeah. Couldn't find 40. Lord, would you spare it for 30? He kept praying. Kept praying. And I believe it was because of Abraham's prayers that Lot and his two daughters and his wife could have made it. She hadn't turned back. Elijah, aren't you glad that the first time you asked God to send rain, man, it poured? Oh, wait a minute, Brother Eddie. This is Elijah. I had to pray 7 times on a mountain. Never felt the first raindrop. And I sent my servant 7 times. Kept coming back. Don't see nothing. He prayed again. Sent him again. How bad do you want it? Well, it ain't going to rain. We just might as well get down and go home. Lord ain't going to bless us tonight. We ain't got about 4 or 5 here. Lord can't bless 4 or 5. Yes, he can. God can bless 1 or 2. I want to tell you something. God can bless 1 if you're determined enough. Amen. If you won't take no for an answer and you want it bad enough, God will give you the desires of your heart. Because when you pray long enough, your desires are going to be met with his desires. They'll be one and the same. Joshua, watch, march around the walls of Jericho and the walls will come down. No, they didn't, Lord. You got to march 7 times. 13 times total. Wait a minute, God. You didn't say I'd do all that. You just said march around the walls. How bad you want it, Joshua? How bad you want it, Abraham? How bad you want the rain, Elijah? How bad you want revival, Pastor? How bad you want healing, sick person? How bad you want affliction to be healed? How bad you want that rebellious son or daughter come to the Lord. Lord, it hadn't happened. I've been praying for years. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want that spiritual door to be opened up? It can be a number of things. You fill in the blank. How bad do you want it? Enough to request prayer. Y'all pray about it. Yeah, that's good. We need to request prayer and let other people pray. But how bad do you want it? How willing are you to pray? Stay on your bended knees or whatever the situation is. You don't have to be, but you know what that tells me? That tells me that you're willing to make a sacrifice. God, I need you. I need your help. I need your answer. I need your deliverance. God, I've messed it up. Can't make it. Lord, I don't know what went wrong. I can't explain it. I can't describe it. But God, I need your help. Lord, I need you to intervene. I need you to make a way in my home, my household, my finances, my job, my situation, my health, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren, whatever the case may be. How many believes that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think? And I'll leave you with this. How bad do you really want it? I was about third grade, a whopping physical specimen of about 57 pounds, 58 if I had my shoes on, and wanting to play baseball. And I had one of them little gloves that looked like that came out of a little plastic wrap with a ball, rubber ball in it. I don't know if y'all, some generation don't remember. You'd get them at the dime store. A little flat glove with a rubber ball in it like that, and that's what I'd played with. And I told Dad, I said, this is not going to work. I could see me showing up for Little League with that little glove, and I probably had to fight my way home, be ridiculed, disrespected. Probably ignored, especially if I'd bought the rubber ball with me. And so I said, Daddy, I need a new glove.
What's wrong with that one?
Well, it's, Daddy, look at it. Baseball's about as big as it is. And
you just want to be like everybody else.
Daddy, kind of want to fit in. Don't want to be laughed at. And the glove that I wanted, I priced it, and this go way, way back. I believe it was $9.99 back in that day was like $50. You know what my daddy told me?
It's too much money. You know what I get for my first glove? 25 cents. Used it in high school.
I said, you got it? I'll use it. He didn't like that response. But I was persistent. Almost to the point of making him mad and upset. But I convinced him to buy me that Wilson baseball glove for $9.99 plus tax. And you talk about a happy boy. I couldn't wait for Little League practice to go out there. And you know what? I kept that glove for a long, long time. That was probably the best baseball glove I ever had. Ended up losing it after we was on playing softball years and years and years and years later. But my point is, how bad do you want it? I could have given up. I could have took a less one and said, $6.99 or whatever. But no, I saw what I wanted. I believed for it. I asked for it. I was able to persuade him to buy that glove. And down deep in my heart, I think Daddy wanted to all along. He just wanted to know if I really, really wanted that glove. Because he was glad when I made the Little League team.
That's my boy out there. I bought him that glove.
So I kind of think the Lord wants to bless you. It's just his way. And I think the Lord wants to open up a door for you because he's good at opening up doors. And I think the Lord wants to heal you because he can and will. Sometimes he wants to see how bad we want it. How bad do you want it this morning? I'll leave that with you. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every saint of God praying. If our music would come, play something, whatever they desire to play. Let's get our mind totally on the Lord. And if there's a need in your life this morning, regardless of what it is, whether it's salvation, healing, doesn't matter. God is able. He's an expert in every field. I want you to bring it to the Lord this morning. And you may say, well, you know what? I prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. Yeah, but how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. Is there one this morning? This altar is open for whatever need may be in the congregation. I will assure you there's believers here that will pray with you, pray for you. Hallelujah. God bless these that are coming. You elders of the church, you need to be falling in around them. They need our support. They need our prayers. They need our faith. God is able to do it, but how bad do we want it this morning?
Every time I tried to make it on my own, every time I tried to stand and start to fall, all those lonely roads that I had traveled on, there was Jesus. When this life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. Searching and the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. For a man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay, I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus. In the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus on the mountains, in the valleys. There was Jesus in the shadows of the alleys. There was Jesus in the fire, in the flood. There was Jesus always in and always was. Don't ever walk alone. You were always there. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the
face a mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on you, Lord. I know it's been a while, but Lord, please hear my prayer. I need you like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw. It's brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say. Oh, sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea.
Sometimes it takes a
against a wall, and your mountain seems so tall, and you realize life's not always fair. You can run away and hide, let the old man decide. You can change your circumstances with a prayer. Praise His name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and He'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you just praise His name, you'll see the darkness go as your faith begins. Praise His name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, raise your hands and say, greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. Greater is He that is within me. And you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name. Yes, Jesus, help us. Jesus is a miracle man. 10 lepers stepped out, cried, have pity on. He gave sight to Bartimaeus there in the dust. A woman came to the well with a bucket, you know, but she left with a river in her soul. And heartache and pain are all around you. Troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you. Then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man, and He'll give you a miracle.
I know He'll give you a miracle.
I know Jesus will give a miracle,
because Jesus is a miracle man.
Yeah.
He gave sight to the blind. He turned water to wine. All at his command.
Red glory.
He gave life to the ruler's daughter. He allowed Peter to walk on the water.
Jesus is a miracle man. And the joy in my soul, and the sweet peace that only comes when Jesus takes control. Let him take control. Hallelujah.
I don't want to walk this road. I know where it ends, and I need to feel your spirit once again.
I need to feel His Spirit.
Praise the Lord. I need to feel His Spirit once again. I need to feel it constantly in my life and through the walk that we're on. Praise God. Just got a question. Anybody this morning feel the Lord this morning? Feel His Spirit? Just know that He's here with us. Let's just lift Him up and honor Him again. Praise God. Praise God. We say it many, many times because it's true many, many times. God knows what we need and when we need it. He knows in His holy presence. All hearts and minds clear. We just love the Lord this morning. Oh, all right. Thank you. I didn't have that down. Idabel Circle, Tuesday night over in the Curtis Center. It's 6:30. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. That's great. And just to let you know, probably hadn't been announced yet, but in March, we're having another multi-wide church meeting,
and it's going to be for the battered women. So that's going, that can go hand in hand with what you're doing. So there'll be a love offering received that night. So you can address that to Everhide. That's going to be in March. Go ahead and be donating now.
Yes.
And then March, we'll do a love offering multi-wide church to help that same thing.
Yes, and that is going to be part of our live ministry. That's
wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All righty. What a powerful, powerful morning. God is great, isn't he? Amen. All hearts and minds are clear. Just want to invite y'all back for service this evening. Love each and every one of you. And we're just going to go ahead and dismiss with this prayer. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, thank you, dear Lord, for ministering to us this morning, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for your holy presence and your love and your mercy and your grace. Dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, and get ready for the afternoon, dear Lord, we ask that you'll continue to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time, dear Lord. We're praying for anyone that's been watching online, dear Lord, for their prayer requests or putting in the comments, you know their needs. And Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful afternoon.
It's a long and dusty road and my feet are traveling on. And sometimes the clouds are dark and I've got to keep the faith and walk the straight and narrow way to reach that place that I will call my home. For my home is just around the bend. I think about it now and then, reunions by the by the man.